Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Today is Friday.
Today is Friday.
Hey, guess what I'm doing this weekend?
This weekend?
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm gonna...
Party!
Party, 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 party!
P-A-R-T!
Why? Why? I'll tell you why.
This has been the longest week of my life!
And I need a...
two-day weekend.
I need to party.
I need to party.
So come on, let's get this party started!
Let's get this party started!
It's showtime.
Oh, yes.
It's showtime, yes.
It's Mike and Carla Morning Show with our producer, Morty. It is Friday morning, Carla. It's about 6:04.
Man.
And already the gremlins feeling their way throughout our studio once again. I don't know what's going on.
You know, we have like, I don't know, in here, what do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4 computers. Well, we actually have more than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, at any given time, they all work or none of them work or two of them work or one of them works.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes it's just odd. Oh,
God, is that not?
Well, that still works.
I still can't find where that thing is. God darn it.
I'm hoping you changed them all out at the same time.
I know. Obviously I did not. No.
Wow.
Ah.
Hey, congratulations, Scott Thompson, the winner of that 7-day Caribbean cruise from Scenic Brewing Company, KKLZ. Details on Mystery Cruise number 3 coming up very soon, all a part of the 96 Days of Summer, which you can find out more on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today, going to be nice. Nice and warm today and right through the weekend, high in the low 100s.
Woo!
Sunday, partly cloudy, maybe a high of 108. About
Stop
81.
It. Wow.
So,
first
check on some entertainment news. Carla will have her take here in just a couple of minutes.
Justin Bieber might have just saved the world. I'll explain to you why. It's awesome.
All right, more on that and other stories after REO.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. About 105 million Netflix users have now watched at least one episode of Orange is the New Black. That makes the series Netflix's most watched original ever.
Ever.
Ever. The show was part of, they were part of that first wave of Netflix, you know, original programming. There wasn't a lot of it when
right.
they started, like, you know, what, 7 seasons ago?
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, they have over 700 originals, original programming, TV shows, movies, documentaries.
And this is the last season, right?
This is the last season,
okay.
Yep. She's out of jail this season, actually. Yeah,
spoiler.
She gets out of jail. Well, no, it's not. It's, you can see it in the trailers and all that.
Okay.
She should have been out of jail, like, 5 seasons ago, because she was really only in, I think, for 2 years,
yeah.
as I recall, from I read her book, which was great. But, now, Mike, the Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston movie, Murder Mystery, has been streamed 73 million times since being released a month ago, even though it has, like, about a 40% favorable rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, I know you saw it, so, yeah, we'll leave it at that.
I feel good.
good. Said it wasn't quite as good as you thought it wanted it to be, I guess.
You know what? I thought it was going to be funny, and I thought it was going to be clever, and
right,
it just
not so much.
Wasn't.
Well,
it was goofy. It was stupid.
Yeah.
But that's me.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I know, but of all people,
I know.
Think you know, come on. Listen to this. Some Russians very upset with Lady Gaga for allegedly breaking up Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk. She's very popular there. She's Russian.
Yeah.
Very popular there. They're standing up for her. They're really going after Lady Gaga on Twitter and all of that. So
The Russians.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? Back off. Russians, just take care of your own business, would you?
I'm
Stay
with
out
him.
Of ours. Stay out. Yeah, I know.
Morty's
I stand with them.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Morty's unhappy about the breakup.
Listen, you want my opinion? I give it to you all the time. Celebrities shouldn't be allowed to get married. Just
You're right.
date.
Yeah.
Just date. You don't stay together anyhow. He and Lady Gaga, I'll give them, 2 years. If they are, in fact, together, 2 years, I give them. That's it.
Okay.
Mark my words. Today, what is it? July 19th.
They've been marked.
2019. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
And Popsicle might bring back its double pops. They don't make those anymore. Because of Justin Bieber.
What?
Yep. He tweeted at Popsicle to bring them back. He he's basically saying, why did these ever go away? They said, you know what? We will bring them back. If we can get 100,000 retweets, we will bring them back.
So and they're already bringing
well
them back.
They're well on their way.
Okay, I get it.
They're well on their way. I don't know why they ever got rid of them. There was nothing better than cracking that thing in two and sharing it with your best friend.
On the counter, on the edge of the counter?
Yes, you had to bang it on the counter.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And then here you go, here I go, and we're...
I knew that that boy liked me.
Yeah.
If he broke that in two and gave me the other half, oh, hello. Mm-hmm. That is it. That is my painfully deep take.
You know, this storming Area 51 has really gotten some legs through social media. Tracked down the guy who started this whole thing, and here's what he's saying about it.
I posted it on like June 27th, and it was kind of a joke. And then it waited for like 3 days, like 40 people, and then it just completely took off out of nowhere. It was pretty wild. I was just like, the FBI is going to show up to my house, and it got a little spooky from there.
So it just started out as a joke, and then he says it blew up overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Jeez.
So for those people thinking that somebody was really orchestrating a big storming of Area 51. And I saw on the internet this thing called What If? And they did. What if you decided to storm Area 51?
Right.
It says, actually, even if you got past all the guards and military and everything else, the private police and stuff like that, the chances of you finding the actual base.
Oh, God. Yes, exactly. Jeez.
A lot of people would probably walk by it.
Right.
And not even know it's there.
Yeah. I mean, I know people who worked out at Area 51 who know very little about it. Because you'd go, like, to your respective area.
That's it.
And, yeah. I mean, it's quite a mystery. But let's just leave it be.
Right.
Okay. Jeez, that's like when you go poking at a little anthill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder what's in there. Oh, God, no!
And then you end up scratching
and itching. Yes, it's going to be Area 51 NATO. We don't need that.
Don't need it at all.
Need it.
All right, your first chance to win this morning, let's do it. Doobie Brother tickets before we could even buy them. You want them, you got them. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. If you're up bright and early this morning, good luck.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Come on, it's sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right. We were giving away those tickets for the Doobie Brothers, and Rita, you are caller number 9.
Yes.
Your caller number 9 got the tickets. Doobie Brothers, before you could even buy them, I think they go on sale later today at 10.
Yep.
But you already have a pair. It's going to be at the Pearl Concert Theater inside the Palms Casino Resort. This is a Sunday night in September from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, and all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. So, Rita, hang on the phone. We're going to tell you how to pick them up, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, Mike and Carla.
By the way, you can still go online and register for a second chance to win those tickets for the Doobie Brothers all day today. 96.3 KKLZ.com. 6:36. Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, coming in next hour. But for those people that haven't seen it, Tom Cruise, the trailer for Top Gun Maverick.
Yes. Yep.
We popped it up on our website, 96.3 KKLZ.com. You have to check it out if you haven't already. Tom Cruise made a surprise appearance at Comic-Con last night over in San Diego, and the place went nuts.
Of course they did, yeah.
Morty saw the trailer. You saw the trailer.
Yeah, I saw the trailer, yeah.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it looks really... I don't even know if the movie's going to be good, but it sure looks pretty.
I think the movie's going to be great.
I think it'll be great. I think it's going to be totally predictable. It'll be great, but I think it's going to be totally predictable. I'm going to tell you right now what happens. Val Kilmer's character will die. And that will kind of set the tone for everything.
Oh.
And why he's still doing what he's doing and all
of
that stuff.
To avenge his death or something?
Yeah, or just to keep doing it because he loved it. They both loved it. Yeah. And that's what they do. But it looks good. It's funny when you look at Tom Cruise and he still looks good.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at the original movie, it's like he was just a baby when he did that movie, you know? Just a baby. But yeah, I mean, just from what you saw, it's like, okay, not cliche at all.
No.
No, not at all. Well, yeah, right. But it looks really good. I think the cast looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And
still
yeah.
trying to figure out what part John Hamm is playing.
Oh, I think he just plays an officer. I think he plays
That's
an
it?
Officer in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do they play shirtless croquet instead of volleyball? In this
no,
one?
There's volleyball. There's a volleyball
bocce.
Scene. Yeah, there's a volleyball scene.
Bocce ball.
In it. Yeah. Oh, that was featured prominently in the trailer.
Yes, it was. Oh.
Shirtless volleyball.
All right. Well, if you haven't seen it yet, and yep. you're one of maybe the few that haven't seen it, check out the Top Gun Maverick yeah. trailer. On our website at 96.3kklz.com. Scott Thompson is off on a 7-day Caribbean cruise from Scenic Brewing Company and KKLZ. It's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Now we have another cruise to give away.
Yep.
It's a mystery cruise number 3. Details coming up soon on that. 7:05, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Friday morning, Carla.
Yes, it is.
Carla's what? Sniffing and coughing.
Oh,
and
this is when
sneezing.
Is it not allergy season now in Vegas?
Jody and I were just talking about that. I don't think there is anymore. I
no.
think it just pops up depending on the temperature with the humidity and
yeah,
the dew point.
Yeah, I know. Point the dew point is added. The barometric pressure.
All that stuff combined.
Remember years ago, Mike, when you and I, you moved here well before me, but... Everybody at the time was like, oh, it's the best place to live if you have allergies, yeah. if you have asthma.
Right.
This is the best place to live.
And then all of a sudden.
And yeah, and now it's like, oh, God, yes. What? I just feel like my nose is constantly running.
And then everybody knew allergy season.
Yes, yeah. Oh, it's time. It's time.
Yeah, when the temperature was changing.
Yeah, yeah. Take your allergy.
Get your get shot.
Get the drops. Get the Nevada drops, the Vegas drops.
And now nothing. I just no. think it runs right through the
yeah.
year. Pops up every once in a while.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Well, if you're suffering, God bless you because, or God bless you.
I know.
You.
Sounds like the 80s in here. It really does. Ugh, man.
Sunshine today.
Oof.
Gonna be nice today and right through Jody's birthday weekend.
Aw,
yeah, I
cool.
keep from getting to mention it's her birthday immunity month. So every time she comes home from work, I gotta grab
mentioning
the...
Mentioning it on the 19th, are you, Mike?
Well, tomorrow's her official birthday.
Yes.
But when she comes home from work, I have to grab the channel changer and turn off the Andy Griffith. And,
oh, man. But okay.
And what, right now, they're running through the Peg segments.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when Peg comes over
right.
and fixes dinner and everything
right.
for Opie and Andy because Dampy is...
Yeah, she's
okay.
out of town.
Yeah.
Yes, she's up in Mount Pilot. She took the big vacation. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I know. Oh, are you boys going to be okay? Well, I'm gone, Andy.
Yeah, and I got news for you. Peg was hot.
Yeah, she was hot. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, you know, you think about that show, and anybody who knows what we're talking about, especially not Jacob, our intern, like Helen Crump.
Yeah.
Who was a hottie at the time. What was she, 30
yeah.
maybe at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Helen Crump.
I'm a big Peg fan.
You like
Sunshine?
Peg?
Yes, I do. Sunshine, high water. She could fix chicken for me anytime.
Not so much Mary Grace, though.
No.
Jeez.
High 106 today and right through the weekend, low 181 outside right now. Carla has a few things we think you should know. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes. In fact, after Aerosmith, Dream On.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
A couple of reminders. Today is National Tell a Girl She's Beautiful Day. So there you go, guys.
Carla, you're
girls,
fabulous.
Thank you.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You're
love
done. You're all done now.
No,
thank you.
No, you're...
You guys, tomorrow's National Fortune Cookie Day, so I'm just telling you that so you put, if you get something, if you get that, you got to put in bed at the end of it.
Is that
everybody
what you
says
say?
It's way, everyone says it's more fun. Yeah, you got to just do that now. It's just a given, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know it. Exactly.
Not with your pants off?
No, in bed. You got to put in bed at the end of it. Yeah, that's because it just makes it more fun, Mike. Yeah, a new poll came out. Asked kids between the age of 8 and 12 years old. What they want to be when they grow up. Number one answer?
Astronaut.
Nope.
Really?
Used to be. YouTuber, Mike.
What?
YouTuber.
How old were these kids?
Between 8 and 12 years old.
And they want to be YouTubers?
YouTubers. Yep, that's their TV. That's their celebrity world, man.
Not a pilot, astronaut,
nope.
doctor?
No, but interestingly enough, number two, a teacher.
Okay.
Number three, pro athlete. 4, musician.
And?
5, an astronaut. Yep.
Not a morning guy, not a
that
DJ.
Didn't even make the list.
Okay.
Did not make the list. Now, speaking of astronauts, just in case you didn't know it, the 50th anniversary of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrich touching the moon, sitting on the moon, walking on the moon, talking on the moon. The moon, people.
Allegedly.
The moon.
Allegedly.
Don't say that. That's just stupid. Don't say that.
I'm kidding.
I know. It's just, but people say that. Did it really happen? That was all made up. It was just all made up. No, July 20th, 1969.
Tomorrow, 50 years.
Tomorrow is the anniversary, yep.
Do you remember where you were watching this?
I was
this?
Really young, but yeah, I do remember. We were watching on our console TV, that big console TV.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. And just, you know, like the pictures. We're sitting on the floor just watching it, our little eyes glued to the TV. Oh, it was so cool.
I remember the AV guys at school wheeling in the TVs.
Yeah.
Or somebody brought, I think somebody brought a portable TV into the room.
Oh, my.
So we could watch it.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing.
Oh, it was amazing.
He's on the moon.
He's walking on the moon. Oh, my God. I posted something on our website. It's really cool. It's an interview with Buzz, and he's talking about it, and they're showing things, and he's going through it kind of step by step from beginning to end. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So take a look at it. Some fun facts that maybe you didn't know about. When they landed, they were actually supposed to take a nap. They were supposed to just rest for a while. But they were so excited to get out and, walk on the moon.
I would be, too.
Yeah.
We traveled all this way. I'm
exactly.
Not napping.
Yeah, I know. And it's
walking.
You know, like when you're a kid and you're going to Disneyland. It's like, we're here. I was tired. I'm not tired anymore.
Grab the flag. We're going out.
I know. No, I don't have to pee anymore either. Oh, so cool. Yes, allegedly. It is Friday. A few things you should know.
People texting in where they were 50 years ago when when Buzz Aldrin actually started walking on the moon.
This is pretty funny. Chris said, we sat in front of our black and white TV, and my dad took a movie of the TV with his 8mm camera.
Because that's how you recorded TV shows back then.
Exactly. You didn't have that fancy new VCR. You didn't have that.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, Mike, you know, we were talking off the air because at that you had to set up the floodlights,
yeah.
You had to get the lighting right, and now you're doing TV. You don't want the reflection off the TV, and oh man, but how cool! That's a cool memory.
I would reply to her and ask her if she knows whatever happened to that film. Because that would be something you'd want to keep, right?
Exactly.
If for nothing else, the nostalgia of your dad taping or filming the TV, so you have that.
I know it. Chris, if you're listening, let me know if, and I just put it out there. Because that would be really cool to have. What would have been even cooler was to have, you know, somebody filming dad filming the dad. I mean, that would have been like, you had to hire someone.
Of course.
And, you know, had a whole movie set going there. But, yeah.
And, of course, here's what we're talking about. 50 years ago.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
All right, that's Buzz Aldrin.
Wow, and that's how it sounded then. Gosh, I wish our intern was here. Jake, how did you guys understand?
Only 18 years old. Here's the audio they didn't want you to hear, though.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now. It's one small step for man, one...
Over on that. Roger, copy.
Yeah, see.
Take two. Where's the slate?
Tried it a couple of times. By the way, tonight, Larry Martino does the top three at 7 countdown. It's going to be the top three astronaut songs.
Oh, that's cool.
Of all time.
That's cool. And Chris says it is in my dad's home office somewhere. And apparently he still has it.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's cool. That's
awesome.
Cool. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Very good.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
It's Friday. That means Vegas film critic Jeff Howard stopping in studio. We'll talk to him about movies coming up in about 6-7 minutes.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3.
KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about a movie that a lot of people were waiting for.
Yes.
And have seen.
A 25-year wait, Mike.
Yeah. Yes.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah.
That blows us away.
Oh, my gosh, again.
Now, this is from director Jon Favreau. Now, what Disney calls this, they're very specific, I have to say this, photorealism. That's what they call these special effects. Not computer generated, but it's called photorealism. And so we have the story of The Lion King, which everyone knows. And if I'm giving some spoilers away, you know, you must be under five or something.
Well, yes,
like
exactly.
That. We all know Lion King. So the big argument is, do we really need this version?
Yeah, I know.
It's exactly shot-for-shot version of Lion King. I mean, what I mean
is... different voices.
Different voices. Now, the problem with that is that it's so real that the animals don't have expressions. You hear their voices coming out, but just their mouths are moving. So when Mustafa dies, you know, Simba, you don't see that, you know, great expression, you know. And so I had a real problem with that, because then it started messing with my mind, because you see these animals, they're so real.
Right.
You think these lions are talking and the hyenas, you're like, whoa, what is going on? My brain cannot accept it. And also with some of the songs, you know, one of my favorite moments in Lion King is when Scar is doing Be Prepared.
Right.
And it's like a Nazi, you know, rally with the hyenas.
Yeah.
Boy, it's cut down to almost maybe 30 seconds, and it's almost like spoken word.
Wow.
I just thought to myself, this is unnecessary. It's messing with a classic. It's a shot-for-shot remake. Mm. I was bored. The movie had to play catch-up with my mind.
Is it good if you've never seen The Lion King?
I think so.
Okay.
But I think you're talking children. But then there's times it's kind of intense, you know, because it's real animals.
Why?
So
why?
I'm mixed on it. I really didn't care for it. I prefer Jungle Book that Jon Favreau did a few years ago. That was a lot of fun. But this one, I was just kind of bored. So sorry.
Okay.
Disney. Well, follow my Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend. Scott Thompson, the big winner. That 7-day Caribbean cruise from Scenic Brewing Company and KKLZ, all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. We've got you lined up with cruise number 3. Details coming up on that very soon. 8:04, Mike and Carla morning show. Stand corrected.
Yeah.
On the whole 50th anniversary of the landing on the moon and who did what and who said what.
Right. Tom said wrong. He got some off information, guys. The words of the first man on the moon were from Neil Armstrong.
Oh.
Not Buzz Aldrin in the Tom Hanks miniseries. They explained why it would be Neil, because Neil was the commander. Buzz was in the lunar pilot's position. It was easier for the commander to get out first. So there you go.
Okay.
Pilot and co-pilot. And then the other guy, he just drove around.
Oh, yeah.
You guys go ahead. I'm going to drive around.
So this is Neil Armstrong.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Oh, no.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
50 years ago.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Sheesh.
The sunshine warm today and through the weekend. High 106 today, 105 tomorrow. On Sunday, partly cloudy, a high of 108. It's about 91 outside right now. And Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
You won't believe the new reality competition show that is coming out.
Oh, boy. All right, more on that and other stories after Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Sally Field, Linda Ronstadt, Earth, Wind & Fire, and Sesame Street all getting Kennedy Center honors this year. That's pretty cool. Linda Ronstadt has had a rough go, and she, you know, won like the Lifetime Achievement at the Grammys. Was it last year? I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
So good for
her.
What
a voice.
Oh, I know. No. It makes me sad that it's not on the horizon.
If you go back and listen to some of her stuff, not only the rock stuff she did, the country stuff, but even the, I know she dipped into Spanish music for a while.
Right.
And, man, she was just amazing.
If you listen to Casey's Top 40, you know, on the weekend, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, you can often hear her music. And every time I do, it's like, wow, that it's too bad her voice is not on the horizon anymore.
Do yourself a favor. Google Linda Ronstadt and then put in the song Tumbling Dice from the movie FM.
Great
that
song.
Is my favorite version of that song.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But listen to that, and that'll give you an idea of what kind of voice she rocked.
What a voice. She sure did, man.
And what a Sesame Street. Whoa.
There you go. Yeah. Fox is working on a new competition series. It's called Lego Master.
Ooh.
This was, Yeah. It was inevitable. This had to come about. 12 teams of two face off in building challenges. One team will be eliminated each week. No word on when that will air, but, you know, there's going to be a bunch of parents just going, ow, ow, ow.
Yeah,
ow,
of course.
Geez,
if you lose, you have to walk on them.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, or you have to try to vacuum around them.
Maybe.
Jeez. Billy Joel, Mike, I only do this for you. Billy Joel was asked recently to name his favorite emerging artist.
Yeah.
He said, and I quote, "I don't have a freaking, in the real word, clue.
Yeah.
I don't listen to pop music, so I don't know who's emerging or who's submerging. I have no idea."
Good for you, Billy. Good for you. Standing up for the old guys.
I have no freaking clue. Yeah. Oh, and I just want to mention, and I watched the movie again recently, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queensbryan May. 72 years old, he turns today. 72 years old, Brian May. And man alive, I watched that movie now a few times.
Uh-huh.
And it's so cool to, I don't know, watching it again and again, you pick little things up that you missed in Bohemian Rhapsody. So check it out again. If you only saw it when it came out, watch it again. Lots of radio.
72
goo-goo,
years
lots
old.
Lots of radio gaga.
Still.
Yeah,
what a great guitar player.
And by the way, I watched it with someone who hadn't seen it, and they just kept saying, "Oh my God, the person playing Brian May, he looks exactly like him."
Yeah.
What great casting. Happy birthday to Brian May, 72 years old. That is my painfully deep take.
That's
sponsor.
Queen music, by the way.
Yeah,
in the
there
background.
You go. Yes, it is.
Billy Joel, who said in that same interview where he goes, "I don't know the new artist. I don't know who's emerging, submerging.
Submerging. I have no idea."
But he did say that if he could bring anybody up on stage with him, dead or alive,
yeah,
it would be Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
And he says, "I would just sit back and just watch."
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's played with some pretty big people, including Paul McCartney.
Sure.
But when it comes right down to it, it would be Jimi Hendrix. 8:24, last hour, talking about the 50th anniversary of the landing on the moon. The landing on the moon,
yeah,
which is so historical. And we were talking about, now, I remember the teacher bringing in a portable TV with the rabbit ears and watching that whole thing. What was the last or first thing, the first historical moment you remember as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that wasn't, the walking on the moon wasn't for me the first historical thing. I think I could go back to the JFK assassination. I remember, I think I was in second grade. And you know what? When we got the news, they sent everybody home early. I remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Alan Fletcher and I walked home to his house. He lived in a trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked into the trailer, and his mom is sitting on the couch just sobbing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on TV, the news and everything else. And we were just waiting to hear what was going to happen next.
That's so hard to
what would it be for
about.
You?
And you're probably going to laugh. I mean, I remember coming home. I was really young, though, and I just remember my mom crying on the couch. She was just sobbing, but it was when Robert Kennedy was assassinated. But I don't remember that because I was so young. I don't remember. You want to? This is so weird. I've been thinking about this for a while. The first historical event that I remember, maybe because I thought, well, how can that even happen? And that was when Richard Nixon resigned.
Oh,
that was when he resigned. Okay. And I just remember like watching a president quit, and I didn't understand it. And I was understanding a little bit more because it was like it was just odd, though. It's like,
and
how does the president? Yes, that was exactly it. He was walking up the steps of the plane.
Yeah.
There were other things, certainly, but that's the one that I just remember as I guess I was starting to understand things more. I was like 8 or 9.
Our producer, Morty, is a lot younger.
Yeah.
Than not only me, but you too, Carla. What do you remember?
The explosion of the Challenger.
Oh, geez.
And I was still young.
Oh, yeah.
I was still
young.
I didn't really understand what was going on.
Right.
But I remember the reaction my mom had, and she ran up to the television and shut it off.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then
I remember everyone else in the room saying, "What?"
Yeah.
So they turned it back on, and you just saw a big flame in the air. So.
Well, and it's interesting because you talk about that. That's what we were asking each other, what the first major historical event you remember is. It doesn't have to be tragic.
No.
It could be something good, obviously, but it's interesting, you know, because everybody's is going to be a little bit different, and how or why they remember is going to be a little different.
702-739-9636. As we look back, 50 years ago, man on the moon.
Yep.
What was the first historical event, good or bad, that you remember as a kid? All right, text or call. Centennial Toyota KKLZ Talk Text Lines open. We'd love to hear from you this morning. It's Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning radio will never be the same.
It's back in minutes on 96.3 AKLZ.
No, we're not. We're here now. We're back. All right, we're talking about those historical things. The first historical thing you remember that happened in your life. By the way, Jody just busted me.
What?
About the moon landing.
Yeah.
How could you watch it in school when it happened in July?
Oh, well, who knows? Well, I don't know.
Sorry, Jody.
Yeah.
I went to summer school.
Maybe in summer school.
I wasn't that bright. I don't have 2 degrees. I don't, I'm a morning jock.
Whatever, Miss Literal. Like, way to kill the buildup.
Why? Oh, surprised more people didn't ask that. Yes.
Had to put foil on the antennas, but.
It was a small class.
Yeah. Okay. This is interesting. Tamara said, I know there are a lot of things that happened, but the first thing that I really remember was Princess Diana's death.
Oh.
The death of Princess Diana.
Okay.
Now, Tina had mentioned, she said, like him or not, when Barack Obama was elected is what I remember, because it was, first black president, the whole bit. It was a lot. There was a lot of shock and awe.
That's the first thing.
When that,
historical thing.
The first historical
event. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Well, we got some, I know.
Okay.
I know it. Also, Joseph said the Oklahoma City bombing. So, I mean, depending on your age, that's, going to be different.
Antonio's on the phone. Antonio, what about you?
On the fall of the Berlin Wall, I was probably about 8 or 9 years old.
Now, as we talk about it, it doesn't always have to be tragic.
No.
That was a historical event.
I remember the ecstaticness of my parents and how excited they were. And I really didn't understand until I got a little bit older how important that really was.
That was huge.
Yes.
Micah, what about you?
My mom woke me up to watch Princess Diana and Prince Charles get married.
Oh.
She woke you up?
Oh, that was huge.
I remember her saying, you may never get to see this again.
Yeah.
Watch the future King of England get married.
That was such a huge deal. Yeah.
Worldwide.
Yes. Perfect example.
Wonderful.
What was it for you, Brenda?
It was the death of John Lennon.
Man, and I remember where I was at that time.
So do I.
I was working at a record store. I worked at a radio station part-time, but I worked at a record store at night. And I had our station on, and I remember the guy, the jock, coming on. Yeah. And I was just, like, freaked out.
Ooh, geez. Yeah, that was weird.
Have a great day. Thanks a lot for the call. People still texting in that first historical moment they remember as a kid, as we talk more and more about the historical moment 50 years ago, landing on the moon.
Can I tell you this one? This is so great. You know what Tom remembers, Mike? The White Sox losing to the Dodgers 4-2 in 1959. I still hate the Dodgers and root against them every chance I get.
I do remember. Of course, I was only about 4 years old.
Right.
Well, I do remember my dad just being so upset about that.
Were you watching? Did they wheel the TV into the classroom? Were you watching that? Sorry.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, this is hilarious. Alta said Luke and Laura's wedding on General Hospital.
Seriously?
Yes.
That was the first?
Huge. That was huge media-wise.
Yes, daytime TV.
Yes.
That was like.
That's so funny.
The Luke big and historical moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. And a couple people mentioned Elvis's death, too. Mm.
Leo, what about you? Go way back, Leo.
I've been listening to some of your younger listeners who talk about a first news event, so I know I'm getting up there in age. Mine was Sputnik. You remember Sputnik? You guys are even.
Oh, the Russian.
And all of a sudden, it was in the newspaper, it was on the news, Sputnik, the Russians send up a satellite, they're going to come and get us all, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And they did! And they did!
I don't recall the exact year, but I think maybe 57, 58, 59 in that area. So I was about 10 years old at the time.
It was 1957, Carla.
You want to know how I found out about Sputnik? This is so bad. History books, but when I would hear about it a lot, was on Happy Days.
Yeah.
From Richie's dad used to talk about Sputnik.
It was an artificial satellite, and when the Russians, back in 1957, put that up, every American thought, life is over as we know it.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to invade us.
Right.
And I remember my dad wheeling that TV in so I could watch it. I think I was a teenager or something.
And it worked.
And
now
it worked.
Now there's FaceApp.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Circle K's Mexico branch was running a sale for the country's Secretary Day earlier in the week, and they advertised wine and condoms. Well, they ended up taking down the ad and apologizing. They tweeted for the sales, they said, Happy Day to all the secretaries. Celebrate with them the proper way with the executive combo, if you know what I mean.
That's just fun. They were just having fun.
Yeah. Well, the company Circle K said in Mexico they deeply regret the contents, which aim to publicize an offer and never promote.
No, stop it.
Okay.
Jeez.
Woman tweeted about how she had to send her significant other pictures of everything to get at the grocery store. People are debating whether it's cute or pathetic. A guy shared a photo of a list of rules from his Airbnb host, which one of which was requesting the men sit down when they use the toilet.
Yeah, okay. You should see the party favors he's getting in return for doing all these. So,
You know what? I think it's... I don't know if it's cute or pathetic. I know it's sometimes necessary because I know when I go to the store for Jody and she says, will you pick up this?
Right.
And I can't find it. And I go, you mean this? I'll FaceTime her.
Right, right.
Do you mean this? No.
Yeah.
Because if I come home with the wrong thing.
Sure.
I get the little.
Yeah, and you're not going to get the lap dance.
Right.
See? Exactly.
I don't think I'm getting it this weekend.
I believe that was what. not after that wheeling the TV into class thing.
However, she might because it's her birthday.
Yeah,
so
that's
I've
right.
I've been working on my moves with the cowboy hat.
Yeah, but it is her birthday immunity month, Mike.
That's true. Mate. Maybe she won't want it.
Yeah, no.
Come on, baby.
Oh, man, a live woman in New Jersey, she, the police were after her. She was shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
They caught up to her, and they then she got away, but her shirt came off.
Oh.
They grabbed her by the shirt. Oh, she slipped away. She was topless. They finally caught her a block away, and I'll bet it took a while to book her, too, after that. You just settle down, little lady, and sit there. Think about what you've done. Are you thinking? Okay, good. Hey, and a guy, you know what? In Scotland, especially, you do not do this. Guy jumped the line for the porta potties at a big music festival there. So you know what they did, right?
Yeah.
Toppled right over, porta potty, boosh, with him inside and said, see ya, mate, and left. And that was that. And he sat there for a while until somebody came along and saved him because they conveniently did it with door side down.
Yeah.
So there you have it, kids.
I don't know if this is the part, but
I know.
Charlie Birchfield. Hold on, nope, I thought it was. Or Charlie Birchfield, who is Scottish, who you can't even understand.
I know, what did he say?
Sorry about that. I thought it was at a certain part, but maybe.
Overseas, and we had written a new album, and the record company, the label wanted us to, you know, to cover this song, and we were young. Like, we've got plenty of songs of our own.
Push over the porta potty. Just push it over. Just push it over. It's Friday, that's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
It's not how much money you make, it's how much money you spend. Man in Iowa, his name was Dale Schroeder, worked as a carpenter for 67 years, didn't make a whole lot of money. They say he owned two pair of jeans drove a rusty old Chevy pickup. Well, he died in 2005. He managed to save a little bit of money, about $3 million. I'm going to let somebody else tell you about him.
He was a blue-collar, lunch-pail kind of guy. Went to work every day, worked really hard, was frugal, like a lot of Iowans. Said, I never got the opportunity to go to college, and so I'd like to help kids go to college. Finally, I kind of was curious. I said, how much are we talking about, Dale? And he said, oh, just shy of $3 million, and I nearly fell out of my chair.
I bet.
Yeah, the guy had saved up about $3 million, so he set up a scholarship fund to send 33 total strangers. He didn't know who these people would be.
Wow.
To college, because he, again, never got to go. All 33 of them just got together last weekend to pay tribute to him for completely transforming their lives. They never would have been able to go to college without this money. So if that isn't, I don't even know what to say about that. That is amazing.
They had to take wood shop.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah.
They had to take wood shop one semester.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, well, I took wood shop. Please.
That is incredible, especially so cool. When you think about just a carpenter.
Worked as a carpenter for 67 years.
Yeah, and when you talk about, well, I saved a few bucks, want to send some kids to college. How much are we talking?
Yeah.
A little shy of $3 million.
Yeah. What? Excuse me? Okay. Wow. Wow. And wow. Yeah.
$3 million.
Uh-huh. They said he had a pair of jeans for church. And then,
and then
of course
the carpenter jeans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a great story.
Wow.
Do you have an amazing story like that or one that has affected you in some way?
Yes.
We want to hear about it. Submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:41, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Recapping the show this morning, the guy who started this whole Rush Area 51.
Oh, geez, yeah.
We heard from him and he said, you know what? It was a joke.
Yes.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
Thought I'd put it out there and then overnight it blew up. Next thing I know, I think FBI is coming to my door.
I know. And our intern Jacob isn't sleeping. He's very upset.
No, very upset about it. Also, 50 years ago, of course, the man on the moon.
Yep.
What was that one historical thing that you remember? The first historical thing you remember as a kid?
Yes.
It's funny, depending on the generation, some people have said, of course, the taking down of the Berlin Wall. Others, right. Luke and Laura's wedding.
Yes.
Princess Di getting married.
Right.
So it depends. And we found out that Morty, our producer Morty, would actually put a tattoo on his body somewhere if it meant free hamburgers for life.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Can't imagine what you do for the free toilet paper, Morty, but
all right.
Tattoo it on my butt.
Wendy Rush coming in next. Nice.
Oh.
And on that note, Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep it company throughout the workday. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other, and we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.